What does a great day look like in your warehouse? Business is booming. Orders are ready to be packed and shipped, but you're low on labels, boxes, tape, and time. So you call Uline, because you know Uline has over 37,000 shipping and industrial supplies in stock. Products like boxes, pallet trucks, shelving, and every other product you'll need. And you order by 6 p.m. today, so your whole order will arrive tomorrow. Now that's Uline, and that's a great day. Go to uline.com.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one sports station. We're here with Chicago Sports Talk when you need us. Live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K, the number 4, Kids. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
It's a crazy little dystopian world out there right now, Lawrence. It's like, it's eerie, it's sad, it's odd. Did you see the other day that a monkey escaped from a testing facility and is a carrier for the coronavirus? Like a positive testing monkey is. And I was like, I had not crossed that one off my dystopian bingo card, but now I can. I feel good about
that. Isn't that the beginning of every one of those type of contagion type movies? Like, oh my God, a monkey got away from the lab, and now it has a friend, and now everyone is screwed.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. It's right there. Or the tiger that was loose during the rioting in San Diego the other night. It's like,
yeah.
If I'm that tiger, I'm out in the streets, I'm looking around, I'm going, all these people in masks, I'm going to go back to the zoo. The zoo, it looks like that's a good spot for me.
The zoo seems like it's a lot safer place for me to be.
Three squares, baby.
And I don't have to worry about tainted meat. Tainted meat, oh.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Fun to hang out with Speed yesterday, and we talked a little bit of baseball, we talked a lot of music, we talked about what's happening in the streets of Chicago and Minneapolis and Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles, Louisville. It was informative. I'm glad that Speed's had the time, and I'm glad that we got the chance to hang out. Welcome in. I'm Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock today. We've got a great show today. I'm looking forward to talking with our guest. Ricky O'Donnell is going to join us. He covers basketball for SB Nation, and there's basketball news, which I'll get to momentarily. Basketball news!
Is there Pro Football Weekly, too?
No, that's a different song, Herbie. That's Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. That's that song. Like, people don't remember that Hub used to do that show, too. It wasn't just Pro Football Weekly. It was Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News.
With our guy Jim Clemens.
Jim Clemens used to be on that show. It was great. So Ricky will be on at 12:40. Gordon Whittenmeyer of NBC Sports Chicago. I know that's a weird thing. That may have gotten past you, by the way, over the last couple of months. Gordon Whittenmeyer still covers the Cubs. He now does it for NBC Sports Chicago. He'll join me at 1 o'clock. Chris Emma wrote a great story about the Bears quarterback and the Bears quarterback competition. We will talk with him at 1:30. There was supposed to be like a soft phase 3 reopening today, which I thought was really interesting considering that the bridges are still up downtown. But whatevs. If you get an opportunity to spend some money on some local businesses today and also maybe do some things socially for people, I'm all for it. And the people that are getting back to work today, they need your support, and that's good. Before we kind of get into the show today, I wanted to put a spotlight on a couple of things that I witnessed yesterday, along with guys like Jason Goff and Cam Smith, like heading out to help clean up in different areas, the south side and the west side in particular. That was great. Apostolic Church of God. I'm not a member of the church. I'm Catholic. I'm not a member of the church, but I know how much good Apostolic has done in Hyde Park, Woodlawn, South Shore, and they continue to do good. Like last week, they were doing this food drive for people who have been suffering because of COVID and been out of work. They did this food drive, and I remember I was walking up and down 63rd Street, and I had a very nice interaction with a police officer asking what was going on. And he said, well, they're having a food drive, so the traffic was backed up from Stony Island to Cottage Grove, which is about a mile in both directions, because obviously there are plenty of people that are in need. This officer went and started directing traffic, which was great, and helped out. The church got together with the police in the neighborhood and figured out a more effective way of doing it that wasn't going to cause traffic congestion for people, even though there are a lot less people that are on the streets. So they're having, the church is like right across the street from Mount Carmel High School, to give you a visual. So what they did is they had cars go around, and they made it, you know, one way in type of deal. And it ended up working out for the neighborhood and for the people who were getting fed. So if you have the opportunity to donate, the Apostolic Church of God Food Bank, they're working with the Chicago Greater Food Bank. They did a wonderful job of getting food to people who need it. And I sincerely thank them for that. I donated last night. I was talking with my guy, David Kaplan. He's going to make a donation, which is wonderful. And while I'm doing that, one of the guys that I know who works diligently with Apostolic and in trying to move in a great way on the South Side is a guy named Marcus Parker. And he hit me up last night because we were talking on, he's a friend of mine. He does a ton of work at my house because he's really good with all of that stuff, and I'm really bad at it. And we were talking on Sunday morning, and he was talking about the idea of like having to clean up around the neighborhoods. And he said that the areas on Cottage Grove and the areas that on Stony Island that were hit really hard by looting, that there was a great contingent of people that were going out to help clean up. He's like, special shout out to black women, because they were up there early trying to make sure that those places could be revitalized in the best ways that they can. So I just wanted to say, you know, people on the South Side know Marcus. Marcus is just a good dude. Like, he runs a landscaping company, and he's really phenomenal. So shout out to him, and shout out to Apostolic for what they're doing. I'm sure that there are also some great places in your community that are trying to get a handle on all of these different things that we are trying to work through, which is a good thing. That's the one good thing that's kind of come out of this, is all of us taking on a little bit more civic responsibility. It's good. It's really good. To speak to that note, yesterday, and I promise I'm going to get to the basketball news. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. Yesterday, Jason had put up, he had been out in the streets, and I keep trying to tell Jay that he needs to continue to eat because he sometimes forgets to eat. And he was talking about how Ben and Jerry's like went super hard. Ben and Jerry's ice cream went super hard with their thoughts on what's happening in America today. And I was saying that once the restrictions get, if we ever get to phase 5, that we should just have a Ben and Jerry's party. And I'm saying that someone with Crohn's disease who's lactose intolerant, I am down to take my omeprazole that day. And my favorite Ben and Jerry's is the caramel core. Oh, so good. I mean, honestly, it could also be my rap name, Caramel Core. I think that would be good for me if that was my rap name. But Herbie, weren't you inspired too to get down on some Ben and Jerry's ice cream?
Oh, yeah. I was listening this morning, and I had heard the or read the statement yesterday by Ben and Jerry about dismantling white supremacy and helping Black Lives Matter. And Dan Bernstein read it today, and I was like, man, really love to get some Ben and Jerry's, but I am type 2 diabetic. Ben and Jerry's not the greatest thing in the world for me, but, you know, I'll suffer a quick spike in the blood sugar for justice to help those people out.
Oh, man, that's such a such an incredible visual that you're like, oh, yeah, you know what? Blood sugar spike. I might get a little dizzy. It's fine. It's totally worth it.
I got meds. I'm good.
Yeah.
You got I'm like meds. The commercial. That's...
All right. So are you someone that usually eats Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah. Back in the day, I used to eat the, what's the Americone Dream? That was my favorite. The
Stephen Colbert, right?
Yes.
The Americone Dream.
I was a big fan of Americone Dream, but I haven't in the past, like lately, haven't eaten those. I've gone to more of a Talenti or what's the one where the top one where it's like really low in calories and carbs. I forgot what it's called. Halo Top. I think it's called Halo Top.
Jenny's ice cream?
But so, yeah, I'll go back to some full-flavored ice cream if it means dismantling white supremacy. I'm in.
I think that's something that we should all do. We should just, at some point, have a party on our porches or our decks or in our apartments where it's just us eating Ben and Jerry's and being like, hell to the yes.
And I know people out there, it's like, hey, you could just buy it and not eat it. I'm like, come on, man. I can't have ice cream in my house without maxing on it. And I could just donate to Ben and Jerry's and whatever initiative that they're doing. And that's well and good. But I want to give directly to them so their
right.
company stays right. And also have some delicious ice cream in my belly.
The ice cream is delicious. Like that caramel core is fantastic. Americone Dream. You know what? How about this? If you're listening to the show right now, and you want to hit up the Tech Zone with your favorite Ben & Jerry's flavor, please do.
And I think Ramblin' Grimace like eats Ben & Jerry's like every night and reviews it. So I know he does that. So he can hook me up with a couple. So I can get less lactose, or I'm lactose intolerant like yourself, and I got the diabetes like Wilford Brimley. So if anybody has a suggestion of one that has less carbs and also is lactose free. Baby.
Yeah, they that's what people were trying to tell me, that they have vegan choices, that they have a lot of vegan choices. And so I was like, oh, okay, great. I think I'm probably still just going to go with popping the omeprazole and then hitting up the regular. But, oh, and the Tech Zone, by the way, the Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And we got rid of the 67011. That's just gone. Just strike it from the record. Use the regular number that you would call in on, 312-644-6767. That's where you can just text us your thoughts and text us your favorite Ben & Jerry's to salute them for putting together a really good statement about their feelings about police brutality, and instead of some of the mealy-mouthed ones that we've seen. On the podcast today, I talked a little bit about it on the show at the end of the show yesterday, but on LoHo Daily today, I talked more extensively about Jonathan Toews and why I will always root for him. So if you're a hockey fan, you might dig that episode. I think you should check it out. It's up there, LoHo Daily. Let's get to the news of the day. The news of the day is we're probably a little less than 24 hours from the NBA coming back. And that's because of some news that Woj had, that our guy Shams had, that the NBA is talking about a 22, that they've approved a plan for a 22-team return with 8 regular season games. And I know what you're thinking. Are the Bulls part of that 22 teams? As it stands at this very moment, they are not. This is from Shams's piece. The NBA is planning to propose a 22-team return to the 2019-2020 season in a Board of Governors meeting on Thursday, sources told The Athletic, with the draft lottery and combine expected to be in August. The NBA's proposal would be based on feedback, collaborative discussions, and input from constituents around the league. The NBA's 22-team format at Orlando's Disney World would bring the 16 teams currently in a playoff spot, six additional teams, and include a play-in tournament for the eighth seed, sources said. This is where it gets a little tricky and complicated. The play-in tournament would work as follows, according to sources. If the ninth seed is more than four games behind the eighth seed, the eighth seed earns the playoff spot. If the ninth seed is four or fewer games behind the eighth seed, the eighth and ninth seed will enter into a play-in tournament that is double elimination for the eighth seed and single elimination for ninth. ESPN first reported the league was working on a 22-team model. Adam Silver informed the Board of Governors on Friday that the league is targeting a July 31st resumption of the season. The NBA discussed four different competition scenarios with owners, 16 teams advancing directly to the playoffs, 20 teams with stage Olympic group style play, 22 teams with games for seeding and play-in tournament, or 30 teams with 72 regular season games and a play-in tournament. As we talked about last week on the show, I never felt like the 30-team thing made a lot of sense if you're trying to put player safety at the forefront of your return to the game. Adding more people doesn't seem like the best idea. Adding teams that have really no legitimate shot of getting into the playoffs or getting into the playoffs and winning a championship, does it really make sense to add them to the bubble? And it looks like the NBA is now in a place where they're able to go, no, that doesn't make a lot of sense to us, so this is what we're going to do. While you're texting in your love for Ben and Jerry's ice cream, can I also get you and get your feedback on this? Was there any part of you that wanted to see the Bulls return? Was there any part of you that wanted them to be a part of this whole thing down in Orlando? Here's why I asked that question. On its face, like, to simply answer that question, the answer is probably no, right? Like, we've all seen enough of the Bulls. We probably don't need to see any more of the Bulls. But then I started thinking about it. With them having new leadership, with Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley and their new staff, like, taking over, I could understand the appeal of them wanting to see some things and maybe even wanting to, even if it's just on the surface, give Jimbo an opportunity to impress them, to wow them. Now, everything that you hear reported, whether it's Joe Cowley who's talking about it or Casey Johnson, it doesn't look good for Jimbo. I do wonder if the NBA thought for a second about some of the teams that are in markets that are big enough to maybe bringing those teams back. Because I'm sure that my bosses over at NBC Sports Chicago would love to have eight Bulls games, even if those Bulls games are not going to lead anyone to a playoff. So is there any part of you that's like, I wanted to see a few more games of Zach LaVine and the crazy season that he's having? I'm just curious. Herbie, where do you fall on this spectrum?
I don't think the players want to play. I mean, it's kind of like what Dame said about having no chance to actually make the playoffs. But this one, they have a chance. The Portland Trailblazers played well enough during the regular season to qualify for the play-in thing. I don't think the Bulls should be given this type of reward for having such a crappy season. And I don't think the players feel that way. And you would have to bring back Jim Boylan, and I know they're hard against that. So let's have a clean slate. Let's let my people go to work, fire Jim Boylan first. I'm sorry for the man, sorry for his job being taken, but you know, you didn't live up to expectations. And then just have Arturis and Mark Eversley do their thing for New Year, and it'll be a longer offseason than usual because I don't think this thing is going to be over until October, so their new regular season probably won't start until at earliest Christmas. So it'll be a good time for these guys to establish relationships. They can be in Orlando and scout and talk to people and such like that. I think it gives them a heads up, just like they got the heads up on John Paxson and Gar Forman at the All-Star break, and they hired the